On the first page is the certificate of a live birth, William Robert Shearman, born January 4, 1946, and his tiny footprints. On the following pages are pictures of him with his mother, pictures of him with his father, Pat Shearman smiling as if he had never pushed his son over in his high chair or hit his wife with a beer bottle. Pictures of him with his friends. Harry Doolin is particularly well represented. In one snapshot, 8-year-old Harry is trying to eat a piece of Willie's birthday cake with a blindfold on, a forfeit in some game, no doubt. Harry's got chocolate smeared all over his cheeks. He's laughing and looks as if he doesn't have a mean thought in his head. Willie shivers at the sight of that laughing, smeary, blindfolded face. It almost always makes him shiver. He flips away from it, toward the back of the book, where he's put the pictures and clippings of Carol Gerber he has collected over the years. Carol with her mother. Carol holding her brand-new baby brother and smiling nervously. Carol and her father, him in navy dress blue and smoking a cigarette, her looking up at him with big, wonder-struck eyes. Carol on the JV cheering squad at Harwich High her freshman year, caught in mid-leap with one hand waving a pom-pom and the other holding down her pleated skirt. Carol and John Sullivan on tinfoil thrones at Harwich High in 1965, the year they were elected Snow Queen and Snow King at the junior-senior prom. They look like a couple on a wedding cake. Willie thinks this every time he looks at the old yellow newsprint. Her gown is strapless, her shoulders flawless. There is no sign that for a little while, once upon a time, the left one was hideously deformed, sticking up in a witch-like double hump. She had cried before that last hit, cried plenty, but mere crying hadn't been enough for Harry Doolin. That last time he had swung from the heels, and the smack of the bat hitting her had been like the sound of a mallet hitting a half-thawed roast. And then she had screamed, screamed so loud that Harry had fled without even looking back to see if Willie and Richie O'Meara were following him. Took to his heels, had old Harry Doolin, ran like a jackrabbit. But if he hadn't? Suppose that, instead of running, Harry had said, "Hold her, guys, I ain't listening to that, I'm going to shut her up," meaning to swing from the heels again, this time at her head? Would they have held her? Would they have held her for him even then? "You know you would have," he thinks dully. "You do penance as much for what you were spared as for what you actually did, don't you?"